So we are discussing from chapter number 5, text number 17, Bhagavad Gita. Please chant after me. Tadbuddhyastadatmanah
Tadbuddhyastadatmanah
Gacchanti punaravrittim
Gacchanti punaravrittim
Jnana-nirdhuta-kalmashah Tadbuddhyastadatmanastannishthastatparayanah Gacchanti punaravrittim Jnana-nirdhuta-kalmashah Tadbuddhyastadatmanastannishthastatparayanah Gacchanti punaravrittim ज्ञान निर्धूत कल्मषाः
तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानस्तन्निष्ठत्तत्परायणा गच्छन्ति अपुनारावृत्तिं ज्ञान निर्धूत कल्मषः
तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानस्तन्निष्ठास्तत्परायणाः गच्छन्ति पुनरावृत्तिं ज्ञान निर्धूत कल्मषाः
तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानस्तन्निष्ठस्तत्परायणा गच्छन्ति अपुनरावृत्तिं ज्ञान निर्धूत कल्मषः
तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानस्तन्निष्ठस्तत्परायणाः गच्छन्ति पुनरावृत्तिं ज्ञान निर्धूत कल्मषाः
तद्बुद्धयस्तदात्मानस्तन्निष्ठस्तत्परायणा गच्छन्ति अपुनरावृत्तिं ज्ञान निर्धूत कल्मषः
ओके. We have discussed in 5.16 Jnanena tu tad jnanam Yesham nashitam atmanah Tesham aditya vaj jnanam Prakashyati tatparam. So by knowledge whose ignorance has been destroyed, so there regarding the self, for them this knowledge is like sun which illuminates themselves, that means what they are as soul, as well as the Supreme Lord. So now, once you know who that Supreme Lord is, you will worship Him. Make sense? Now, what is the result? Srila Sridhar Swami says, Evam bhuta ishwar upasana phalam aha tad buddhyati. Evam bhut, that means the Lord which is known in this way, of this type of Lord, which is known by the previous shloka was mentioned, by knowledge, which will illuminate the Supreme Lord, the knowledge of who is the Supreme Lord and who we are. So now realizing, oh, the Lord is like this, Krishna is like this, Supreme Lord is like this, a person will worship Him. So what will be the result of this worship will be explained in this shloka. This link is relatable to us, so we can understand. Are you able to understand? Once I understand my relationship with the Lord, I'll worship Him. And a relationship I'll understand from the knowledge. The spiritual master will tell that you are eternal servants of Krishna, you should worship Krishna. And it's not that we are not knowing that. We are knowing that, is it not? That's why we are worshipping Krishna. So what will be the result of that worship will be explained here, that they will become free from bondage of birth and death. Simple. Oh, simpler. So let us read the translation. And you see, this is the nature of the spiritual knowledge. Well, it is very, very interesting. Look, it seems to be very simple, but very interesting. When one's intelligence, mind, faith and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. So, before we go into the breakup, let us understand the word meanings. Please chant after me. Tadbuddhaya.
Tadbuddhaya.
Those whose intelligence is always in the Supreme.
Those whose intelligence is always in the Supreme.
So, Srila Sridhar Swami says that buddhi means it comes to conclusion. Nishchayatmika buddhi. No, definitely I must serve Krishna. In that sense, tad buddhi. With the buddhi, we come to this conclusion, we draw conclusions. No, I must serve the Supreme Lord. That kind of intelligence. Tadatmanaha.
Tadatmanaha.
Those whose minds are always in the Supreme.
Those whose minds are always in the Supreme. The
same thing. It means the mind is always dwelling on how to serve the Supreme Lord. Tannishtha.
Tannishtha.
Those whose faith is only meant for the Supreme.
those whose faith is only meant for the Supreme.
So now Srila Sridhar Swami says, Nishtha means Tatparya. The whole purpose of their existence is to serve the Supreme. Tatparayanaha. Who have completely taken shelter of Him.
Who have completely taken shelter of Him.
Yeah, Ashraya, the same thing, Ashraya. That He is my shelter. I was reflecting upon it very nice. Something came to my heart today that how we take shelter of people in this world, but we know, and very with full faith we take shelter, but we know that they are not our shelter. If you really think about it, anyone who is giving shelter will not be there eternally. And his capacity to give shelter is not unlimited. Yatra mrityuh parasparam. Everybody is cause of death of another one. Everybody is actually entangled, or not entangled, entangled in the meshes of death, or he's, how to say, captured by the jaws of death. How can give anyone protection to anyone? Only way we can protect people is by allowing them or instructing them to take shelter of Krishna through the process of devotional service. So this they have understood, and that's why they are only taking shelter of Krishna. We have seen the example of Pandavas. So if they have these qualities, then gachanti.
Gachanti.
Now go.
Go.
It means go. But go here. Now gachanti's word is in plural. So not one. Again, many people. Apunaravritte.
Apunaravritte.
To liberation.
To liberation.
Try to understand this word. Punaha means again and again. Avritti means cycle, which happens again and again. Apunaravritti means we will not enter into the cycle of birth and death again. Are you able to follow this meaning? Okay. Jnana.
By knowledge.
Nirdhutaha.
Cleansed.
Kalmashaha.
Misgivings.
So, Jnana Nirdhuta Kalmasha means that all their doubts about who is God, how to serve Him, who am I, are all destroyed. That's why they have these kind of things. It is explained by Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan that their aversion to the Lord is also removed. We'll explain, we'll understand this. Tad buddhyas tadatmanas, their intelligence and mind fixed in the Supreme. Tan nishthas tat parayana, their faith and refuse fixed in the Supreme. Tat means in the Supreme, which has been revealed by the knowledge which is given by the spiritual master. Gyan nirdhut kalmashah, their impurity removed by knowledge. That means avidya has been removed. Apunaravritim gachanti, they attain liberation. So I think Sanskrit is not being explained. But what are the qualities you are learning? Tad buddhyas, tad atmanas, tad nishthas, tad parayana. Four qualities have to be there. Intelligence has to be there, mind has to be there, faith has to be there, and their only shelter should be Krishna. Okay. This verse describes the results for those who meditate on the Paramatma's qualities such as his sense of justice. Now, is this the only quality of the Lord which you are going to meditate upon? No, but from you understand, the one quality which is being described here is that the Lord is equal in giving different situations to different living entities as per their own karma. I think this everyone can follow because this has been the part of our discussion that Lord is equal to everyone. As per their desires, as per their karma, He is giving them different situations, higher or lower. So, tad buddhyas means with His buddhi, with His intelligence, He is seeing that which will be seen in the next shloka. So, there is no doubt about it. See, do you agree that all the time in our life, with our intelligence, with our mind, we are fixing it at something, on someone. It's not that he is fixing. All of us are fixing on something. But now this person like this is actually fixing his mind on the Lord because impurities have removed and they have understood what's the value of fixing the mind and intelligence and anything else. They only lead me to another birth. So you can understand. Sense of justice samajh rahe hain. Bhagwan sam hai, is woh fix rahte hain. His intelligence is not diverted from this concept that the Lord is equal. He always see that equality of the Lord everywhere. So this is one quality. So from that you can understand, he will also meditate on other qualities of Krishna. The aspirants intellect first become convinced of such qualities of Paramatma. Tad buddhya. So we talk about nischaya. Nischaya. Sridhar Swami also said nischaya. Nischaya means, we say nischaya means determination, but it actually means same thing, conviction. Convinced that Paramatma is equal. Now, in normal talks, people think about it, that humko kam diya, usko adhik diya. The Lord always gives us difficulties and others are in happiness. But the Lord is giving, administering justice, or in a sense, he's equal. There is no vishamta, there is no partiality in the Lord. So he's convinced of the Lord. Everybody is suffering or enjoying as per his own karma. The Lord is neutral in that and equal in that. So when the intelligence is fixed, then their minds become absorbed in Paramatma's qualities. Once we know the Lord is all merciful, all equal, then the mind will dwell again and again on the Supreme Lord. How the Lord is powerful, how the Lord is equal, and all this, how is loving, all those things will come upon that. If the intelligence is convinced of certain things, the mind will automatically go to that object. If you agree on that, if the intelligence is not convinced, then you will not, the mind would not like to stay there. See, like somehow that we are intellectually convinced that Bhagavad Gita is good for us. So we also want to apply our mind here. Do you know? Paramatma becomes their only goal. Tan nishtha. Goal means tatparya. In Sanskrit it means tatparya. And they completely surrender to Paramatma. Tat parayana means ashray. Same meanings as Sridhar Swami has taken. Same meanings. They don't change much in that sense. They thus become cleansed of all misconceptions by knowledge of the Lord's good qualities like justice. Gyan nirdhut kalmasha. So did you get this point? This is not only one quality, but by knowing about the Supreme Lord, they are becoming cleansed of misgivings about the Supreme Lord. People in this world who don't have the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, they have this conception. We have been discussing in prayers from Mother Queen Kunti, what is a yan mitha kali? The Lord is equal. Svam charantam sarvatraha bhutanam yan mitha kali. Lord is equal to everyone. But people are having different conception as per their different understanding of the Supreme Lord. So they do not, if you understand clearly from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, then we are fixed. The Lord is merciful and is equally administrating the results of people's actions as per they are doing. So, you're convinced? Having destroyed all aversion to the Lord, those persons attain liberation. A punaravritim. This is very interesting. Why we are taking repeated birth again and again? Very simple. Because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, not serve Krishna. This is called aversion to the Lord. Have you thought about it? I was thinking, for Surya Namaskar, I can pay 12 obeisances. But do I pay 12 obeisances to Krishna per day? If I am asked to remain hungry for a day and I will get 20,000 rupees for it, I can easily tolerate. I am not saying to others, I am just saying upon my own self for sense gratification, how much we are very eager to do anything practically, even things which are harmful to us. So that aversion to not serve Krishna is the desire to not serve Krishna is my disease. Again? And that disease is causing me birth again and again. Do you remember that shloka? Priti na mai vasudeve. Muchate deho yoge na tavat. Till the time a person develops priti or the love for the Supreme Lord Vasudev, till that time this deha yoga will not be stopped. Deha yoga means meeting of one body after another won't be stopped. So he says, destroying that aversion to the Lord, he becomes liberated. Apunaravritim is understood. Punaha means again. Avritam means cycle of taking birth again and again. So apunaravritim means he does not enter into the cycle of repeated birth and death again and again. So one thing is very much appreciated here is that once, the more we hear spiritual knowledge, our mind, our buddhi, that means our mind, our intelligence, our shelter and our faith will naturally become enhanced in serving Krishna. I think every devotee will appreciate that by discussing Krishna Katha, we become, and obviously chanting Hare Krishna mantra, getting purified, we become more and more fixed in serving Krishna. The reality becomes real for us, if I would put like that. That's a good thing, because difficulties will come in everyone's life, but this fixedness of intelligence can be experienced by anyone who discusses Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. It's a mystical process. You can't explain it, but you can experience it. Samajh mein nahi aata na? But it works like that. Your aversion to the Lord is declining, and aversion to material topics is increasing. I don't know whether you're feeling it. Aversion to material mundane topics. I was just discussing with the devotees when we were taking prasadam, how I was remembering my home and was feeling such aversion to be, even just think of the home, I was feeling aversion. What to talk of being there actually. In that atmosphere, everybody talks about mundane subject matters. That's a very good sign of becoming healthy. So this is very clear. So you see, we can check ourselves where our intelligence is going, where our mind is going, where our faith is going, where is our shelter. And depending on that, it will depend where we will go. Okay. So like that. But it happens by hearing. Purport. Even if you still can't understand it, do you feel some of your intelligence is going to Krishna? Some of your mind is going to Krishna? Some of your faith is going to Krishna. Somehow you feel some of your refuge is in Krishna. That is happening how? If you reflect, it is happening by discussions about Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna. These are the two things. And those devotees who drop this part, Divvigyan, their Divvinam also gets dropped. Mostly seen in most cases. Or if they are even chanting, it is not. Somehow they lose the enthusiasm and the faith in the process. It is not to make people afraid. It's just to aisa nahi hai ki meri class mein koi aaye iske liye bol raha hu. Anyhow, it's not that 1 million people will attend Bhagavad Gita class. When that I saw devotees chanting today in the morning, I was reflecting, what amazing thing, no? Like 100 devotees, like 100 people chanting Hare Krishna and trying to attain the purpose of life. But we must remember how much we have to persevere. We just don't know. Even one lifetime of perseverance takes a lot of conviction. Make sense to you? Before we go further, just reflect in Vyatirek. How a materialist intelligence is there? Can you answer? What does he plan by intelligence? Money. Yes. Where does his mind go? Sense gratification. Money is for sense gratification. He's convinced about it. Nishchayatmak buddhi. And where does his faith go? Again, same sense gratification. And where does his parayana? And how he becomes, what is that? Sense, indriya parayana. He takes shelter of gratifying his senses. And then, my dear devotees, where does he go? Punaravritti. Again, repeated birth and death. So from that contrast you can understand. Yes. Do you feel in somehow if you get an opportunity to engage your intelligence in Krishna's service, you become happy? Yes. What is your opinion of Zoom devotees? In some way, some may be designing, some may be writing or painting or something. Whenever we get that opportunity, we actually become happy. That itself is actually giving us a clue that we are developing a little bit of this quality. It's not fully. Like if somebody asks a devotee to, like a proper devotee to think of getting money, it will be difficult. Just like for a materialist, very difficult to think of Krishna. So I think if you can understand the basis of all that is when we chant Hare Krishna, little bit love becomes to manifest in the heart. And that's why we develop an inclination, you know, that inclination to serve Krishna. Are you able to pick up these points? The supreme transcendental truth is Lord Krishna. The whole Bhagavad Gita centers around the declaration that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. That is the version of all Vedic literatures. Paratattva means the supreme reality, who is understood by the knowers of the supreme as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Only one word I will explain, what is called Tattva. Tattva means truth. So the shloka you must be knowing. Vadanti tat tattva vidas, tattvam is jnanam advayam, brahmeti paramatmiti bhagavan iti shabdete. That highest truth is explained in three ways by the knowers of the truth, which is called Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. This you know already, so I won't explain. Bhagavan or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the last word in the absolute truth, and that also is known. There is nothing more than that. The Lord says, Mattaha parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. There is nothing beyond me, O Dhananjaya. Impersonal Brahman is also supported by Krishna, Brahmanohi pratishtaham. Therefore, in all ways, Krishna is the Supreme Reality. One whose mind, intelligence, faith and refuge are always in Krishna, or in other words, one who is fully in Krishna consciousness is undoubtedly washed clean of all misgivings and is in perfect knowledge in everything concerning transcendence. One important point, you see, if you are hearing this, that Krishna is the highest, will you not aim for the highest? Are any one of you aiming for Brahman realization? Janaki Mataji, what about your Brahman realization? No, we are not interested. And Adbhut Krishna Prabhu, what about your Paramatma realization? No, we are not interested. So we are very small toddlers in bhakti, there is no doubt about it. But I think Revati Mataji is definitely Brahman realized or something like that. No, she doesn't want to be also. So Akinchan Krishna, not interested in Paramatma realization. No. So you see, no matter how toddlers we are, we want to realize our relationship with Krishna. Samajh mein aa gaya ki nahi? So we are toddlers. There is no toddler samajh, but chota bachcha. We are very, very small kids. But by Parsi of Srila Prabhupada, it is very clear to us where our goal is. What is the goal of our life? Even if we are away from it, not even if we are away from it, there is no doubt. But the goal is very clear, that we want to realize our relationship with Krishna. And for that, a person will apply his intelligence, how to serve Krishna, his mind, his whatever, and refuse his Goloka Vrindavan, nothing less. Is it not? I know I am not qualified. There is no doubt about it. I don't have to sign in a memorandum. We are not qualified, but pahunchana wahi pe hai. There is nothing less than that we were going to settle for. I think now that should be easy to understand. Okay. Now, how this will come? And Prabhupada is very clearly saying, washed of all misgivings. So, what does it mean? The contaminations of heart causes us to think there is something else besides Krishna. Bhayam ditiya bhinivesha tasyati. Remember this? I can do something which is not connected to Krishna and I can become happy. Can you detect that kind of faith in a contaminated heart? I can't be happy only by serving Krishna. This is a struggle all the devotees will feel, that certain things I must have which may not be connected to Krishna, but they can give me happiness. Can you detect that? It would be good if you can detect that. So now as the heart gets purified, you realize also that those things which are not connected to Krishna are not going to make me happy. One by one, they get deleted from your account. This is one thing which I'm telling from my experience. I don't know whether you can experience or not. But I'm not a pure devotee. I'm just saying so many things which I thought will make me happy, which had no connection with Krishna, are not making me happy. So that happens by purity of heart which comes by. I am not saying my heart is pure. I am not saying that. That claim, to this, whatever degree it is getting purified, to that degree I am understanding only by connecting to Krishna I am becoming happy. Not by not connecting to Krishna. Ashaha pasha, you understand that that hope that somehow there by sense gratification I'll become happy becomes slackened at least by bhakti. I'm talking about the beginning stages, and as the heart becomes purified, as Prabhupada puts it, by chanting Hare Krishna, a person realizes that his only object of love is Krishna. Does it make sense now? Only refuge, only faith is Krishna. So, giving an example, our friend is on our backside, and rather we have turned our face towards from our real friend, and then we are trying to find friendship in this material world. Now, I think that should be very clear. As we keep on turning, and then as we get beaten in the face by the so-called materialistic friend, I'm not talking about devotees. Unless we have attachment to devotees, there is no question of having attachment to Krishna. But I'm talking about materialistic relationships, and we get slapped in the face. If you are not convinced, you will be convinced. So, then we will realize that sometimes the others have got slapped, but I won't be slapped. I have such a nice conditioned soul. How can I be slapped? Or maybe I got slapped earlier, but this time I will not be slapped. I can't hear you unless you speak in the mic. Your mic no, close to you, something. So, this is how they are. So, this is all because of the mixed givings of the heart, where we think that something except Krishna can make me happy. So it's very clear. Heart becomes purified, understand? Nai, nai, but Krishna says something stronger. A Krishna conscious person can thoroughly understand that there is duality, simultaneous identity and individuality in Krishna. And equipped with such transcendental knowledge, one can make steady progress on the path of liberation. What does Prabhupada want to say? Simultaneous identity and individuality. Identity. Oh, in Krishna. Kya kehna chahte hain? A Krishna conscious person can thoroughly understand that there is duality in Krishna. That's what I would understand. That everything is non-different from Krishna being his energy, but still Krishna is Shaktiman or the possessor of energy. That I will understand in that way. Okay? And with this transcendental knowledge, one can make steady progress on the path of liberation. So this is very clear. Can I take one more shloka or you are tired? Okay. Very small one, but really famous. So let us read that. So now, Srila Sridhar Swami says, once again, he gives an interesting link to this sloka. Kidrishaha te jnaninaha ye apunaha avritam gachanti iti apekshayamaha vidya vine sampanneti. Those knowledge, people who are in knowledge, who do not, who get liberated, how are they? Kidrishaha te jnaninaha. Kidrisha means how are they? Those you just told, they in the previous shloka it was mentioned that they become liberated. So the people who are in knowledge, how they are, how do we identify them? What is their tatastan sarup lakshana, so to speak? What is their lakshan by which they are said to be liberated? What is their characteristics? Yes, yes. So we'll be known, because we cannot assume that we are pandit. So, when a person is a real person with knowledge, will be known in this one. With Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text 18. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne.
Vidya Vinaya Sampanne.
Brahmane Gavihastini.
Brahmane Gavihastini.
Shuni Chaiva Shvapakecha.
Shuni Chaiva Shvapakecha.
Panditaha Samadarshina.
Panditaha Samadarshina.
Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Brahmane Gavihastini.
Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Brahmane Gavihastini.
I like to chant this slogan. एक बार दर्शन बोल विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गवि हस्तिनी
विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गवि हस्तिनी
शुनि चैव श्वपाके च पंडिताः समदर्शिना
शुनि चैव श्वपाके च पंडिताः समदर्शिनः
आई कुड नेवर एक्चुअली फील दैट काइंड ऑफ टेस्ट वन मोर टाइम विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गवि हस्तिनी
विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गवि हस्तिनी
शुनि चैव स्वपाके च पंडितः समदर्शिनः
चैव स्वपाके च पंडितः समदर्शिनः
दिस इज रियली नाइस श्लोका लेट अस सी एक्चुअली वी आर कमिंग इन कांटेक्ट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड व्हेन वी चैंट दिस श्लोकास द हंबल सेजेस बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ ट्रू नॉलेज सी विद इक्वल विजन अ लर्नड एंड जेंटल ब्राह्मण अ काउ एन एलिफेंट अ डॉग एंड अ डॉग ईटर आउटकास्ट विद्या विनय संपन्ने विद एजुकेशन दैट विद्या इज द नॉलेज गिवन बाय द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड विनय मीन्स जेंटलनेस सो नाउ संपन्ने मीन्स फुल्ली इक्विप्ड सो विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे यू प्लीज क्लब देम टुगेदर ही सीज अ ब्राह्मण विच इज जेंटल एंड इक्विप्ड विद विद्या होल्ड ऑन आई नो वॉट यू वॉन्ट हैव द ट्रबल देन गवि Hastini, Gavi means cow and Hastini means elephant. Shuni means dog and cha and understand and Shrapakya means eater of dog. Pandita means those who are wise and Samadarshina means equal vision. So now look at the Sanskrit. Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini. So Panditaha Samadarshina is the quality of the person who has been referred to in 5.17. Kidrishah Gyani Ne. कीदृशाते ज्ञानिना ये अपुनः आवृतम गच्छन्ति व्हाट आर दोस ज्ञानीज हु डू नॉट एंटर इनटू साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ सो दिस इज द क्वालिटी पंडितः समदर्शिना दैट काइंड ऑफ पंडित इज हैज अ इक्वल विजन इन रिगार्ड्स टू विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे प्लीज ट्राई टू क्लब देम टुगेदर आई नो इट इज गोइंग अगेंस्ट योर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द श्लोक बट दिस हाउ दे हैव अंडरस्टूड विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे He sees that a brahmana which is equipped with knowledge and gentleness. Same as Gavi. Gavi means cow. Hastini means elephant. Shuni means dog. And Shupak means dog eater. So same means he sees that the Lord is awarding these people, these different jivas, different situations as per their karma. That means he is also seeing living entities. He is seeing the living entities, but he sees the equality of the Lord towards every living entity also. So he does not complain. So this is the actual vision of a person who is Pandit. Also, he does not hate anyone. Because a Brahmana has behaved in a proper way, so he behaves like a Brahmana, an animal, and we can try to see through this vision. Somebody is, what? How do we see normally? When we see a person who is a little less learned or less, how to say, equipped than us, then immediately we develop a sense of dominating them. Is it not? Immediately we feel that we are superiors. But it is here very simply said, he sees different living entities in different bodies. He sees the different bodies. Otherwise different bodies won't be mentioned here. Are you able to see them? Understand? It's not that I'll bring the dogs of Goshala and tell them to sit in Bhagavatam Gita class. It is not that. It's only mentioned Samadarshinaha. He sees differently. Sorry, equally. But he cannot behave with all of them equally. You cannot embrace a tiger. Well, tiger would definitely like to embrace me. Is it not? Yes, the last embrace. But we should not, so the Pandita will not become, he won't hate the tiger, but it's not that he's going to embrace a crocodile or a shark or something like that. But he will see how the living entities in different species are as per their karma and desires, they are in different species. By the arrangement of the Lord is not partial in awarding those species to different living entities. Is that clear, Samadarshina? Please tell one again. Okay, whole thing again. Please deposit 100 rupees to my account इतना इतना इतनी एजुकेशन फ्री में नहीं देते हो। कोई नहीं कोई नहीं। कैन यू फाइंड द लिंक? लिंक इज इफ समबडी आस्क व्हाट इज द नेचर ऑफ दैट ज्ञानी और पर्सन हु इज इन ट्रू नॉलेज। ज्ञानी डजंट मीन शुष्क नॉलेज, अ पर्सन हु इज इन ट्रांसेंडेंटल कॉन्शियसनेस। व्हाट इज द सेम टर्म? संसे पंडित समदर्शिना, दे शुड हैव इक्वल विजन। व्हाट इज द इक्वल विजन? दैट दे विल सी अ ब्राह्मणा विच इज हम्बल एंड gentle, so to speak, gentle and knowledgeable, and they will see a cow, they will see an elephant, they will see a dog and a dog eater with an equal vision. Equal vision means they will see that the soul is occupying different bodies and those bodies have been given by the Supreme Lord as per their desires and karma. Is this understandable? Okay, good. Now, there may be an objection. This Vidya Vinaya is referring to the Brahmana or to the sages. Prabhupada says, you see, the humble sages. So he linked to the Pandita also and a learned and gentle Brahmana. You see the translation very clear for you. Vidya and Vinaya. So both ways you can go. So let us see. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane, in a learned and gentle Brahmana. Gavi Hastini, a cow or an elephant. Shunicheva Shapakicha, a dog and also an outcast. Panditaha Samadarshina, learned man, see the same, the soul. Apart from seeing the soul, even if they, as per the explanation of Gita Bhushan commentary, he sees the equality of Paramatma in administering different bodies to the different souls. According to their karma, because even if you see the soul, or you can see there are different souls in different bodies, but if I am thinking that Lord is partial to the soul, still I am not having equal vision. So this two things have to be balanced. This verse praises those persons, those who are going to get liberated. Those persons are truly wise who see Paramatma as being equal or sama, even though he creates unequal bodies for the learned brahmana and dog eater, which differ in actions or duties, but belong to the same species. Can you pick it up, my dear devotees? Hear very carefully. Difference between brahmana and a dog eater is not in terms of species. So he notices they are of the same species, which is human being. But their actions and duties are different. ठीक है? And अरे भाई, let me finish the explanation. You are asking question before. Let me class तो हो जाने दीजिए, जो exam बाद पहले लेना चालू कर दिया आपने teacher का class तो पढ़ा लेने तो. And for the cow, elephant and dog, which differ in form because of being different species. Did you pick it up? Cow and elephant and a dog, they are not of the same species. Still, he sees equality. Equality is that they are all souls and different bodies have been given by the Supreme Lord. Paramatma is equal everywhere. Like rainfall, since the respective species receive their forms according to their respective karmas, not through the Lord's like or dislike of certain jivas. Now, first you understand the concept of rainfall. I think this should be very easy for devotees to understand. Very good example. In a field, our Shashikant Prabhu can relate to it very nicely. He is field man. So, if the field is seem to be dry during summer season, it appears nothing is there, is it not? But when the rain comes, you see different bushes or different vegetation is growing in the same region. You can see in Goshala also, just a playground. So, now, rainfall is equal or not? Equal. But different, are you seeing different species of plants growing in the land? Clear? But can you see the equality of rainfall? Yes. I think now this doesn't need further explanation. So similarly, this whole world is like a ground, material world. And from this only we are getting different bodies. From Pradhan we get different bodies, but the desires are ours and arrangement is done by the Supreme Lord. Without Supreme Lord's intervention, we cannot get bodies. I don't know how many of you have brothers and sisters, but do you agree that you are different from your brother or sister? I'm obviously, if suppose you have a sister, then she's a she and you are a he. But apart from that, your nature also is different. Apart from the fact that your look also different, and intelligence difference, and all those things, even just even human beings, you see there are so many differences are there. So the Lord is equally giving opportunity to everyone as per their desires and karma. So now a person is saying, the question is raised, how it is suitable for liberation? Do you like a person who's partial? What is the answer? A person who's favoring someone and rejecting others, can we really take shelter of him? Think about it first. Would you like to worship him? We must understand that the Lord is all merciful and all powerful. Then we can take shelter of Krishna. How it will become, how a person will become liberated. That's what I'm saying. So when a person becomes convinced of the Lord's quality of equality, not only here and other qualities as well, tadbuddhyas tadatmanas, what is that? Tadbuddhyas tadatmanas tanishthas tadparayana. Becoming convinced of the quality of the Lord, that he is equal in giving facilities to all living entities, alone he himself is maintaining all the living entities. He is so merciful. Do you agree that this is mercy of the Lord? Bahut tough baat hai. I really want to eat meat. Suppose. Then he says, okay, the merciful Lord says, okay, you don't need deserve to be human being. You become a tiger. Do you think it is his mercy? Nobody is saying yes, no, no, yes, no. If you really want to give eat something and somebody gives you, it is mercy. Now, it is not his full mercy, but his merciful in the sense he allows us to make our choices as much as we want. If you think about it, the Lord is very broad-minded. Udar chitta. You want to enjoy in the material world? Enjoy in any way you want. A dog and dog eater and all these things are only reflections of what the living entity has desired in a perverted way. So the Lord is equal in giving, awarding the results to the living entity. That means he is free from aversion.
So a learned person can see that the Lord is equal.
Yes.
But there can another way of seeing that that person is also like he has equal vision to see the other living entities.
Both. He has to see that. What is the equality? He sees that there are various souls who have been given different bodies by the Supreme Lord. So unless he sees the soul, he cannot see equality. Pakad rahe hain is baat ko. Dono hi baat hai. Unless you see the soul in every body, you cannot see the equality of the Lord. Theek hai, saath saath paaiye kahan pareshan honge aap. Too much difficult? I think some devotees like difficult classes.
But suppose how I like, suppose I see like every
kya katnai is dekhne mein, zara bataiye aap.
But how this will help us in getting liberated?
Because first of all, you see the potency of the Supreme Lord. He alone is awarding the different bodies of different living entities. First, you see the power of the Supreme Lord. Ye nahi dikh raha aapko. I have explained before also, we don't even remember our own desires. Even of 4 days back. And forget that. We don't even remember the shloka which we discussed today. Half an hour back. So the Lord is remembering the living entities. All desires. Everything. Everything. And you must remember. That also is making it clear that Lord is accompanying the soul, which we discussed earlier. And remembering his or diagnosing his desires and giving him borders according to that. So if you actually think about it, it is Lord's affection only. You want to enjoy what I can do, but you please enjoy like this. I don't know whether you can catch this point. It's very, very important. So the Lord is equal. So the main point is we can become. Okay, we have discussed in the commentary. The Lord is equal. And he is allowing the living entities to gratify their senses as they want. This much you remember? And we also read that if the living entity worship the Lord, then he also awards them liberation. So that means he is not going to favor you for liberation and not him. So all the not only the quality of the Lord, Upalakshana says, not only one quality, you will understand different qualities of the Lord also. Lord is equal in giving liberation, administering justice to every living entity. There is no partiality. So, not only that quality, you will understand other qualities of the Lord also. Don't you think that this is a strange quality? Is a very exalted quality? Are we seeing the world like this? How difficult it is to see everybody on an equal level with no hatred for anyone? Think about that. No demigod is like that. No demigod. So when you understand these qualities of Krishna, then we will worship him. And when we worship him, you go back to Godhead. This is a link from previous sloka. Tad buddhyas tad panas tad nishthas tad parayana. Understanding the Lord is the shelter of all living entities. He is equally giving opportunity to all living entities. And also, when the Lord is giving material facilities to different living entities, if I worship him, how much facility he will give me? These are things that we can't link. It's a problem. We give an example. Like the moon spreads its moonshine on a person who worships cows and also a person who is killing the cows. Equally. If the Lord is giving protection, or not protection, I would say is maintenance, also protection, maintenance, to those who are against his authority or who are very bad in quality, how much the Lord will protect and care for a devotee who takes shelter of him? He doesn't hate anyone. So I think that should be clear. I cannot see anyone, so. I mean, some devotees I can see, they seem to be completely disappointed by the class today. Okay. Yes, I agree. Purport. A Krishna conscious person does not make any distinction between species or castes. So, Srila Prabhupada was asked by somebody, why are you saying this scientists are rascals and this and that? What is your equality of vision? Prabhupada said very simply, we are equal in the sense that we give ask everyone to become Krishna conscious. That is our equality. We don't say this person can chant Hare Krishna and the others cannot chant Hare Krishna. The Brahmana and the outcast will be different from the social point of view. We have discussed that. Or a dog, a cow and an elephant may be different from the point of view of species. But these differences of body are meaningless from the viewpoint of a learned transcendentalist. Like an example, just for how to say that we have this crazy shows, not crazy shows, we used to play in our school also. Fashion shows, not the real fashion shows in our school. Have you participated in that? People, the kids will dress, fancies are not fashion show. Fancy dress competition, have you heard that? Now you remember what I'm trying to say. I never gave the example, but it's a good example. Fancy dress competition. So now, this Pandita can see the fancy dress competition in the material world. Now you get it? If somebody is a male dress, if he fancied for it, you understand, desired. And somebody will be saying, no, male body is not good. A beautiful female body is very good. Then, okay, you fancied for that, you get. No, I would like to eat a lot. Yeah, become an elephant and like the dog. And then so many fancies, quote-unquote fancies are there. And we have been awarded these fancy dresses, which are not really fancies. But we think like that. So, and I think now it is very clear, he does not look at the dress. He looks at the soul proper. This is due to their relationship to the Supreme. For the Supreme Lord, by his plenary portion as Paramatma is present in everyone's heart. Plenary means equally powerful. Such an understanding of the Supreme is real knowledge. Are you getting this point? What is this point? This is due to their relationship to the Supreme. For the Supreme Lord, by his plenary portion is present in everyone's heart. What does it refers to? The same point. Lord is equally loving to every living entity depending on his desire. Paramatma is facilitating by giving him different bodies. Can you pick up the point of Samatha here? Some. He can also see Paramatma in everyone's heart. It's a very important point. We missed this point. As far as the bodies are concerned, in different caste or different species of life, the Lord is equally kind to everyone because he treats every living being as a friend, yet maintains himself as Paramatma, regardless of the circumstances of the living entities. One more point which came out very nice. No matter how abominable is the condition of the living entity, the Lord is not abandoning him. Now are you able to pick up this point? That how the Lord is merciful. So why will you not worship Krishna? Even in the heart of a murderer, Krishna is there. I hope you abhi nahi samajh mein aata to phir kya karenge? Khao prasad. Have you had the experience of having a friend who had been very close and who just turns his face away from you? I don't want to make anyone cry here, remembering that dear friend who just turned away from you. No, that may be there, but is there any friend of ours who would constantly be with us? Dekhi, samajh nahi pa raha hai. So, koi vyakti nahi jagat mein. There is no one who can tolerate me 24 hours. I'm talking about me, I will not use you. I am too difficult to be tolerated. I know that. Yes, Prabhuji, we know for 1 hour in the morning and we are tolerating you 1.5 hour in the evening also. It would have been better if you would have not known Hindi, then at least you could have skipped the Hindi class. Well, yes, I know. But it's a fact, to tolerate me 24 hours is very difficult. But the Lord is so loving, he just does not leave us. I kidding. It applies to you also, my dear devotees. You are too difficult to be tolerated. Too much. But Krishna is tolerating. One time, a senior brahmachari went to my Guru Maharaj and said, how to tolerate these brahmacharis? They are giving so much trouble and this and that. They are not listening this. Guru Maharaj told, just like I am tolerating you. He was like, he could not, you know. I was shocked. He could not say anything. Then he said, oh, I am so bad. Maharaj, the quality of joking like this. But that shows intense love of the Lord towards us. Don't take this quality ordinary. If you are convinced that Krishna is loving us, you will never give up the path of bhakti. So many people give up this point. Nahi samajh pate na? Every situation in our life is an arrangement of love of the Supreme Lord. We can't understand. Even I am only speaking, I can't understand. The Lord as Paramatma is present both in the outcast and in the Brahmana, although the body of a Brahmana and that of an outcast are not the same. The bodies are material productions or different modes of material nature, but the soul and the super soul within the body are of the same spiritual quality. The similarity in the quality of the soul and the super soul, however, does not make them equal in quantity, for the individual soul is present only in that particular body, whereas the Paramatma is present in each and every body. Kshetragyam api cham vidhi sarva kshetresu Bharata. Know that I am also the Kshetragya in all living entities, O Bharata, O Arjuna. You learn this in 13th chapter. A person may know about his field, but the king will know about everyone's field. Similarly, the living entity will know about his pain and pleasures. The Lord knows about the pain and pleasure of every living entity. So, one very interesting point. It has a link with the taste for the holy name. What is that? কৃষ্ণের অধিষ্ঠান করি জীবের সম্মান, দ্যাট এভরি লিভিং এন্টিটি ইজ এন অ্যাবোড অফ সুপ্রিম লর্ড, ইজ ইন ইজ হার্ট দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড ইজ রিজাইডিং, অ্যান্ড উইথ দ্যাট ওয়ান শুড পে রেসপেক্টস টু এভরি লিভিং এন এন্টিটি, অ্যান্ড ইফ উই ক্যান ডু দ্যাট সকল সম্মান করিতে চকতি দেহনাথ যথা যথ, তবে তো গাইব হরি নাম সুখে অপরাধ হবে হত। বাপ রে, টু টফ। ইফ ইউ ক্যান অ্যাকচুয়ালি গিভ রেসপেক্ট টু এভরি লিভিং এন্টিটি বেসড অন দিস পয়েন্ট, দেন আর অফেন্সেস টু দ্য হোলি নেম উইল বি ডিস্ট্রয়েড, অ্যান্ড দেন উইল হ্যাভ স্টাডি টেস্ট ফর চ্যান্টিং। দ্যাট ইজ ভেরি টফ। A Krishna conscious person has full knowledge of this and therefore he is truly learned and has equal vision. The similar characteristics of the soul and super soul are that they are both conscious, eternal and blissful, but the difference is that the individual soul is conscious within the limited jurisdiction of the body, whereas the soul, super soul is conscious of all bodies. The super soul is present in all bodies without distinction. This is what we are mentioning. So if we are actually offending someone or becoming angry on someone, unless he is your student or whatever, and everybody is not our student, so we are disrespecting Krishna. Difficult to digest, but that's a fact. So we learned few points. Let us see if there are some questions. A yogi listened from his guru, everything is Brahman. Then he went in front of elephant and even after repeated warning of Mahavat, he didn't move. So elephant grabbed him and threw him. When he went to guru, so he told him, Mahavat is also Brahman. Why did you not listen to him? Yes. Yeah. Why is the quality of seeing everyone equally so important for liberation? Till the time we maintain a sense of Vaishamyata, that means the dot is unequal, we cannot be liberated because we are seeing a fault in the Lord. And when we see the fault in the Lord, how we can fix our intelligence, our mind, our faith and refuge in the Lord? I think you are able to follow this point. So, okay. If these bodies are Lord's mercy as we desire to eat meat or so, then the person should go to hell. Yes, he goes to hell. In human form of life, he eats meat, he will go to hell. And then eventually he will become tiger or whatever, CR or so on. We have heard so many cases where a person is eating meat and then he goes to hell and then he goes to become an animal species of life and like that. What is the difficulty? He is remembering that two of millions of species. Yes, Lord is tolerant also in a way that he waits for living entities to come to him from countless lives. What is that? Real love means endless forgiveness, which is happening with the Lord. So this you also understand. Okay, so should we ask questions or what is it? The Lord being equal to everyone is understood, previous shloka. But I think as per this shloka, the living entity must see everybody equally for being liberated. The Lord is equal to everyone is not understood from previous shloka. It is understood from this shloka. Also from previous shlokas, this continuity is maintained. You see, if the Lord is seen equal, is that the only quality you are seeing in the Lord? And how are we seeing equality? That he alone is giving different bodies to different living entities. See from that perspective. Does it make sense? You can see also his suhud nature from that. Whatever the living entity is desiring, as per his karma, the Lord is giving it. Yes. If you think deep over the subject matter, because if you have asked the question, you have to think about it. the Lord is facilitating that desire of the living entities, life after life, and billions and zillions of life, lifetimes it is he's facilitating. So he's, can't you see his patience? Can't you see his loving quality? So this will attract us to worship him. That is the whole point. And also we understand that when we want to turn away from him, the Lord is giving so much facility. When we serve him, how much he will be pleased? Isme kya katnai hai? See, a person will become liberated if he has his mind fixed on Krishna. If his buddhi is, you have discussed in the previous shloka. If I feel that Krishna is unequal, why will I put my mind on him? He can go against me also, hai ki nahi? I may worship him, but he may just become angry over small matters and then he will go against him. So the whole idea is, by seeing these qualities of the Lord, a person is also seeing the Lord. Are you not seeing that? We are seeing sense objects in the Lord and in this material world. Are we not? This person is seeing equal vision. Means what? He is seeing the Lord everywhere. He is not seeing sense object. So how will his mind can degrade to seeing things as sense objects? Tell me. So why will he not become liberated? I hope the answer is getting across. बहुत कठिन बात नहीं लिंक कर पा रहे हैं. See, go back to the previous shloka. Tan nishtha tat buddhi, his buddhi, his mind, intelligence, his faith and ashraya is Krishna. So that person becomes liberated. So it is explained, a person who has this kind of consciousness, a state of mind, intelligence going towards Krishna, what is his vision? You see from different, you see it from text number 17 onwards. A person whose mind, intelligence, faith and shelter is fixed in Krishna becomes liberated. Isme koi doubt nahi hai. So this shloka is saying how a person, the shloka does not say how a person becomes liberated by this vision. He says a person who is liberated, what vision he has. He's already liberated. He's already liberated from the duality point of view. The problem was, I think the question was wrong, was asked from in a different way, that how by seeing it you become liberated. No, a person who is liberated from duality, he will see like this. Basically, he is seeing sarvam sarva, he is seeing Krishna everywhere, is it not? So, he will go back to Krishna. Okay, should I ask questions or should I leave you? Leave you, theek hai, so I leave you. श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता की जय श्री